Who needs a change of scenery right now? Everyone in the world. So it's good that Apartments.com has the most listings anywhere. We're not just talking apartments, but houses, townhomes, condos, and everything in between. From the oh so cozy to the did I just hear an echo in here? And with 3D virtual tours, you can search for your special somewhere from anywhere. I've been doing that. I'm moving to New York City in the fall, and it's so much fun to just go on Apartments.com and go on these little virtual tours and just get excited, honestly. So stretch those fingers across the keyboard and change your scenery on Apartments.com, the most popular place to find a place.
This episode of Gals on the Go is brought to you by Hyundai. Check out the new 2022 Tucson at Hyundai.com. Hey, 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 you guys. What is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. It's Brooke.
And Danielle, back at it again for you guys. Happy Wednesday. We have a great episode for you all. We're going to be talking about how we make money on social media and all the different streams of revenue. It's a good episode.
It is. I feel like that's one of the most asked questions, especially I'm sure you'll notice now, Danielle, as you transition into this being your full-time job.
Yeah.
I feel like people don't really tend to ask it to college students because you're like, it's like, oh, like I'm a student, you know? But then for some reason, like, well, it makes sense. I mean, that's the world we live in. You know, it's what,
right? Well, what do you do?
Where are you from? Where do you live? What do you do? And then when you explain what we do and it's a little atypical, or I feel like it's becoming more mainstream these days, but you know, people are like, oh, you can make money from that, especially like maybe older generations, things like
more
that.
More traditional. Definitely, definitely. Brooke and I were talking about this the other day. Like, what do you tell people that you do when someone asks? Like, I kind of just read the room. Sometimes I'll say, I have a podcast.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll say, you know, I do marketing or whatever it is that day. Or, oh, I have a YouTube channel. It depends on like, I don't know. I try to read the person first, see what they'll understand, and then go from there.
That's me too. I feel like I start with like the most like simplified definition. And then when people like give some indication of like, oh, I'm familiar with YouTube, then I'll be like, oh, okay. So you like,
Let's chat. Yeah, I'm a vlogger.
Dig a little deeper. Yeah. Cause you don't want to like downplay it or of course like make yourself sound dumb, but it's just like when people explain to me their jobs that I might not completely understand, like I want the more simplified definition as well. So
exactly. So we're going to be getting into all the nitty gritty of that. We have a list of just every single way that we kind of make money and how it works, because I think a lot of people don't understand, or some people do and they just want to know more. So we've got you covered there. I'm really excited.
Yes. And I feel like it's streams of income. Plus, we're going to give our tips at the end. If you guys are influencers or if you have any of these streams of income and you're looking to like kind of amp it up for the summer. I know some people, I know when I was in college.
Sizzling for the summer.
You know, well, you know, sometimes if you have more time on your hands or you're like, hey, I want to pay for something. Like, I get it. Like, people want to invest, like not invest, but like see more of a return, I guess, on their investment almost. So we'll give our tips at the end. But before that, should we do a little chatty catch up with the highs and lows?
Let's do it.
Highlights and low light.
So my low light is, I can't believe I've even said, I feel like I haven't said this in so long, but I'm fully aware I'm being dramatic, but I'm kind of like back to long distance with Ryan for a little bit and it kind of sucks.
No, have you ever even like expressed that as a low light? I feel like you've talked about it, but like go off, like feel your feelings. That's you're allowed. Yeah.
I don't know. I've done long distance in my last relationship. I've done long distance with Ryan before on summers or during COVID and stuff like that. Yeah. And it's just, it's not fun, especially when it's like, friendships are easier because you just talk, but with relationships, it is a lot based off of like being with them and near them.
Yeah, physical touch, of course. Yes.
Yeah, not to be weird, but like even just a hug, I don't know, it's just weird.
And yeah,
like I've been with him so much recently. And so we landed from New York in Atlanta. I dropped him off at his house because he lives in Atlanta. And then I drove back to Athens, packed up, and then came back home here to Tampa. And it was just saying goodbye to him. I was like, oh, I didn't miss that feeling of like, because basically, usually we like to say goodbye and know, okay, I'm seeing you on this day, but we don't necessarily know that. like, we don't have, but I keep telling myself, Danielle, you're literally about to live in the same city as him in the fall. You know, I'm not complaining. It's just, I don't know. And
I get it. You have a busy next few weeks too. So you're like, when can I plug it in? Like, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like that. And he's not a big phone guy. Like, we FaceTime at night, but then, I don't know, like, I'm going to have some friends staying with me, or I have friends staying with me. So it's just, I don't know. It's just different. So
yeah. So, well, that's also tough too, because when you have friends coming to visit you, like, are you going to be like, quote, like that girl and be like, I'm going to go FaceTime my boyfriend. Like, oh my God, I can't stand when people do that.
I know
I'm the single friend, so maybe that's like bitter resentment, but there's a time and a place sometimes. And those people who like live on FaceTime with their significant other, I'm like, come on.
Oh my God, freshman year. Freshman year spring break, I'll never forget it. This one girl literally just had her boyfriend. We were in Gulf Shores. She just had her boyfriend on FaceTime and like in the living room with us, but he didn't talk. Like, he was just there with us. I will never forget it.
I can't, you know, and usually I have to say, and who am I to like judge or whatever, but I have to say 9 times out of 10, I feel like it's because it's due to like an unhealthy relationship, or like there's some cracks in the foundation there that like
cracks,
you know, are leading to that, because it's not typical to be, even if you're like so in like obviously you and Ryan like are super serious, but I feel like, yeah, you're with your friends. It's like, okay, I'm with my friends today.
We have a very healthy relationship. It's very like that. So I'm just, I don't know. I got used to having him around.
Say that.
Yeah, so valid. That's my low. Long distance sucks. I know a lot of you guys understand that. And I know some people have it way worse, literally other countries, whatever it may be. But for me, that's how I'm feeling right now.
Yeah, okay. But to me, with that argument is like, it's kind of like the pain is relative argument. Like, you only know this, like, and you only know your previous relationship and stuff. Like,
true.
So yes, like, of course there are people who like, quote, have it worse with like, of course, like their significant others like deployed like months and months on end. Like, they can't even FaceTime if they wanted to, like, but this is your situation. And for you, this is
appreciate that.
I just have like problems when people use that argument. You know what I mean? Like, get over it. It's like, no, what? Like, okay.
But it's your life. Yeah, it's what you're used to. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate
your
that.
Feelings are valid.
Thank you. So what's your low light?
Well, you guys could probably hear my voice. I didn't want to say it right away, but I am dealing with, I don't even know what happened, but it was like a progressive buildup over the days of like this allergy induced situation. As far as I know, I'm gonna try to go to CityMD, but this all kind of came on like really fast, and even yesterday, like throughout the day, I noticed it like getting worse. I mean, it's possible that it's a cold, but I have a feeling it's allergies, just because the tree pollen count in New York right now is insane. I'm like taking all of this like medicine. Like, I tried to do like, you know, cold and flu medicine. That's not really helping. I tried to do allergy medicine. That's not really helping. So I'm like, what is it? And it just has my voice really hoarse. I have like
Horse.
Literally, no, when I'm Googling, like, I'm like,
so sexy, bro.
it doesn't like pain. It's not hurting me to talk, but it's more so just like, I know that I don't sound like myself. I feel like I sound really stuffed up. I've always had this problem though. Like, I used to really, really have it bad. I had like my adenoids shaved. I don't know if you know what that is. It's like inside your nose.
Yeah.
I feel like I've talked about this. I've had like ENT like issues in the past. So whenever I get a cold or anything, like, it's way more pronounced than the normal person in a bad way. So not that I'm like, oh my gosh, once again, it's like pain is relative. I get it. So I'm going to try to go to the doc and get it checked out, just because I have a big week ahead and I cannot let this stop me. Like,
no,
I refuse.
You need to pound the ginger shots and
liquid IV,
vitamin C and the liquid IV and the noon and everything of the sorts. So,
I took my noon yesterday. I Snapchat.
Yeah, you did.
I was like, the immunity
did.
Blend. I was like, I will be having this every day.
As you should. I was telling Brooke though, like, every podcast I listen to right now, everyone's like got stuffed up or something. And I mean,
yeah, it's not like, it's not pain in the sense of like, I feel like, and I don't have a fever or anything like that, but it's like, so that's why I'm like, maybe it is just allergies, but I've never had it this bad. Like, with like the drip, I know that's like gross. Like,
it's not fun,
but yeah, you know,
drip too hard.
Don't stand too close. Yeah.
No, I think you're going to be okay. Just go to CityMD. They'll make you feel better. And just rest up. It's your body saying, hey, slow down a little bit. Take a break.
I know.
You know?
Meanwhile, I'm like, I have like plans to like go get like dinner and drinks tonight. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that if I cancel, like, they have to like pay for it. So like, now I'm like, what do I do? Like, I don't know how that works. Because you know, like, you put your card down. So like, if I back out,
Yeah. They'll have to find a new date, a new pal.
Yeah. Well, so anyways, that's the con, I guess, of like those like resis and things like that. I love them, but like you do have to put a card down, and like it's like if you cancel, it's charged like $25 a person. It's like if it's three people, that adds up. Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh, I'm sorry. Well, all keep good. Us posted. I'm sure you'll be feeling great in the next few days. We're also recording early in the morning, and
yes,
I've so always found pronounced. When I've gotten sick, oh, it is the worst in the morning. You just don't want to get out of bed. Hot showers really help. And I think everyone just like freaks out when they're sick now because of COVID, but it's quite normal to, you know, get sick every now and then. So it's going to be okay.
Totally. I mean, it could very well be allergies too, because it really is just like those type of symptoms, but I don't know. And then, cause then the weird thing about allergies too is like you take the medicine and they say it doesn't like kick in for like a while. Like you have to take it like consistently to like almost beat it. That's what I've heard, at least for like severe allergies. I don't like, it doesn't necessarily like go to work.
Zyrtec's fast. My bestie.
Really?
It takes like a couple of hours, but yeah, I love Zyrtec too, because I just like take one and then you just take another every 24 hours and it's the best.
Are you like, so do you take it like every 24 hours during allergy season though, or only when
I have allergies? Yeah. Oh no. Only if I'm like feeling the allergy, like, oh my gosh, what, a month or two ago, it was so bad in Athens. So I took it consecutively for like 7 days. I don't know. Maybe it affects everyone differently.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. Yeah, totally not. Okay. Anyways,
we're just chatting.
We'll go to a positive note. Sorry for my voice. Yeah, that's the point.
Oh no, we love it. We love all of Brooke. My highlight, you guys, I'm in total summer mode. I drove in back home. I'm back home in Tampa. Driving in, I literally blasted. Have you seen the movie Aquamarine?
Yes, of course. I saw your story. It's
Is that like, it's so me to do that?
Is it like filmed in Tampa? Like, what's the story?
No.
With that?
Oh, actually. No, I mean, it's filmed in Florida, and actually in one scene they go to Tampa to go to the mall.
Oh, yeah.
It's literally not a mall in Tampa, though. Whatever. I know, like, that whole movie by heart. I listen to it I watch that movie every, like, summer before it
starts. So good.
It's, like, my last summer, technically, like, as a...
A great, you know, movie. Like, yeah.
But, I was, like, pulling in. I was listening to the Aquamarine playlist, like, summertime guy. And I just, like, felt like I was in a movie. And I'm just so, so happy to be home. Going to school in Georgia makes me appreciate, you know, where I live so much more. And I'm so thankful for it. And I'm so excited to move to New York City. But I am
Enjoy your summer, though. That's what I told you. Yeah. I was like, if I could recommend anything. I didn't when I had that summer. And not that it's a regret, because it was like, it led me to like where I am now, but it felt so rushed. I mean, you remember it. It was very much so. It was like, okay, we went away, and then Greece. I started my job right away. I had to look at apartments right away. Like, it was so rushed, and I had no time to like be with my parents, and probably that's why I miss them so much. And like, it was tough.
Yeah, it's I'm really, really thankful for it. So I'm just trying to soak in it as much as possible while not being sad at the same time. It's just so good. I'm like back with Finley. He's so big. But he's still so light though. Like, his hair makes him look huge, but I could still pick him up. He's only like 30 pounds.
Oh my God, that's big though compared to...
I know. He was like 16 when he was with me in March, so.
I still need to meet. Isn't that crazy? I know.
We'll make a trip down to Tampa.
That's what Danielle and I were talking about. We're like, we have to save our warm weather destinations for when it's cold here.
Yeah, I'm honestly fine to save some travel until, like, you know, the fall or winter.
Yes.
So it turns out that everything you think you know about probiotics may be wrong. I kind of knew that, like, tortilla probiotic chips sounded way too good to be true. Okay. So the good news though is that Seed's Daily Symbiotic is the real deal. So I've tried Seed for many, many months now, and it is truly a part of my routine. When I travel, it comes with me. It is great. You take two of these every single day, and it has helped me immensely with like my gut issues, but it's also improved other things like my skin. And I know that it's working truly inside and outside my body to, you know, keep things moving smoothly. So it's a broad spectrum 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic. It's this proprietary formulation of 24 distinct probiotic strains in scientifically studied dosages, and the benefits are truly beyond the gut. So obviously it's going to help you with your gut immune function, gut barrier integrity, and micronutrient synthesis. But also, like I said, it's going to help with like your GI function, skin health, a bunch of that other stuff. And if you guys are like me, you're going to see improvements in your digestion in just about like 24 to 48 hours of your first dose, which can include, you know, like bloating and keep things moving. I think you guys are going to be a big fan of Seed. Like I said, I'm obsessed. So start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/gals and use code gals to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/gals and use code gals.
My highlight is, I feel like I've been talking about it forever. My vlogs and stuff. People are like, okay, we get it. I get to see my college friends this week. So excited. Just lots of reunions. I got to see you and then now I get to see them, which is huge. So I am flying to Atlanta, going to stay with my best friend, Mariah, who we talk on the phone. Like, I would say we do like a big phone call every week, like a big, like two, like we Snapchat every day. We like, we'll maybe exchange, like, you know, send TikToks, like what stuff like that, you know, send me like DMs, whatever. But, and then we'll have like the big long conversation, which is so nice. It's nice to schedule. Like, she'll call me on her walks or like after work. And like, it's nice. Yeah. Highly suggest doing that. If any of you guys have like a long distance, like friendship or whatever, and you're looking to do it, like plug it in and try to do it in a time when you both could like be efficient when you're doing it or whatever. Or I do, you know, like I know, for example, like she called me last Sunday and she's like, I get kind of sad on Sundays. I was like, I get kind of sad on Sundays. So like that was nice. Like,
let's chat.
Anyways, these are just tips, but yeah, I'm so excited to see her. And then, a bunch of other friends from college, we are going to drive down to some beaches in Florida, but not near Danielle, like Northern Florida, which I've never really explored much of. So I'm very excited about that.
I'm excited for you. She's it's like, can I? She's going to 30A.
I don't even know. And like, apparently that's a highway though, so I'm confused.
I've never been either. We in Florida call those the Georgia beaches because they're so close to the border.
That makes sense. All my Georgia friends. Yeah,
it's all where all your Georgia friends want to go. However, I'm not talking trash on them. They look beautiful. My mom and I might do like a little staycation there this summer. I really want to go to Alice Beach or Allie's Beach. That's it, but they have like Seaside, Destin. I don't really know all the beaches, but they all look so gorgeous.
Yeah, I think we're going to Destin, but I really honestly have no idea. I know we're doing like a Vrbo and like it tells you like last minute apparently. Like,
yeah, they so like don't give you the address.
We probably got it by this point, but I'm like at that point, like I'm just along for the ride. Like I said yes to the trip and like I just show up. Like which is so great. I love those trips when you don't have to plan.
Definitely.
Like I'm a guest. Right, we're all guests, but you know.
Yeah, like, you just like paid your way and there you go.
Yes. That's awesome. Like I just am showing up, big reunion vibes. And it's gonna be like, and it's not super like, apparently those beaches aren't super like party like Miami vibe. It's more chill, like family vacations.
Yes, definitely.
Which I like. A nice change of pace from what my normal like Florida trips are, I feel like, which is like Miami.
Yeah. That'll be really relaxing. I am so excited for you.
Thank
to
you
be
so
reunited
much.
With
so
them.
Sweet.
Yes. You're gonna have so much fun. I can't wait for the drunk snaps that I get from you.
I know. Hopefully. No, sure there will. Oh my God, of course. Yeah, there will be like weekends because we're gonna do like dinner and then, but it will be nice because it's not like, it won't be super pressured to like go out or whatever, but it will be like, you know, we'll go back to the house and like drink with just us, which I love those kind of trips. I love a girl's trip. I love, especially when you haven't seen them people in the longest time, like a true catch up.
I prefer chill beach trips. I don't know. I don't personally, like, I don't need to be drunk on a beach. I don't know.
Oh, I don't
know if it's because I've been
day drinking. We're not really day drinkers, right?
Yeah, like, we're not day drinkers.
Established that. Yeah.
Definitely not. I can't hang until the night. Like, it's either I drink in the day or I drink at night. There is
I
no
feel the
of
same.
Both.
I mean, like, I guess in this case, like, I'll probably, like, maybe have, like, because they are, I know that they like to, so, like, a seltzer on the beach or something like that.
Oh, yeah, you probably will.
But, like, one or two, like it's
very refreshing.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
it's not like
this week. Yeah,
I'm not here for the like get drunk in the day because then I fall asleep and I can't wake back up, so and then I waste the whole so no.
And then everyone's like, come on, we're going to dinner. I'm like, I'm dead.
Yeah,
it's just all like, about self-awareness and what you can handle.
Exactly. And I'd rather be like awake in there than like drunk and asleep. You get it.
Oh, I get it. I am right there with you. That's why Delaney and I are such good friends. We either both do the day or both do the
Yeah, night. You guys are like same.
Yeah, that's, it works that's out. Really good.
So great.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm so excited for you. I cannot you wait so for all the snaps and the pics and the everything.
Yes, same.
So but just enjoy yourself.
Thank you. You too with your friends.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. I guess I didn't mention that. I have so instead of my like – a lot of people at UGA did like little grad trips, like right after we graduated and went to, you know, destinations. But our friends just decided to come stay at my house for like 5 days. So I'm really excited to have them all here. We're just literally going to be out back on the boat. I'm really thankful I live at a place that people want to come and vacation in.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them start jobs on June 1st. So that's Brooke and I will both be chilling. But we'll still be posting, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. So follow us at Danielle Carolyn at Brooke Michio to see our separate travels. Or not even really travels, but got all – I also didn't say this is my first time on a plane since last February, which
– oh, my gosh.
For gals on the go, I mean, that's
– gals on the go is back, baby. We're on the go.
Yes, we are vaccinated, but
– vaxxed and waxed.
Yes. Oh, I'm getting sugared this week, so I'm excited to try. Oh,
you're going to have to tell us how it is because I've never done it.
Yeah, I mean, I've done like we love European Wax Center. I've gone, but I was like, hey, you know, I haven't like had a beach trip in a while. Like, let's switch it up. I've heard good things.
Yeah,
So I'm always like, I like to try things to know if I like it or not. Like, I'm a big like I would try anything once person.
Yeah,
you know,
that's good. I'm not necessarily like that.
I feel like you're not. Yeah,
I am not. If I'm like scared of any sort, I just don't. Yeah. And it's about I'm trying to break that, but mm-hmm. I'm going to let you experience it.
Okay. And then I'll report back.
You let me know.
I will.
Yeah,
I
please,
will.
Please. Okay. Please. Perfect. Excellent. Well, highlights and lowlights are wrapped up. Let's get on into our current favorite.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
So I have never really been someone to like, enjoy like I like heels, but I prefer a platform or a flat form or like
for walking purpose or for
just in general. Okay. I love the look of a thin heel, but for some reason I'm all for beauty as pain. But I cannot wear shoes unless I'm comfortable in them. I just can't do it. I can't even like risk it. I don't know why. It's just something I don't vibe with. I like to because I want to keep my shoes on because I like when I have a little height and I don't want to lose that confidence. So I found a pair of heels from Dolce Vita. I wore them a couple nights in New York City. Mm-hmm. The photo that Brooke and I posted together, I'm wearing these heels so you guys can reference them. They're called the Pally heels from Dolce Vita. I'll link them in the description. I'm just really into the look of heels with jeans. I know we're headed into summer.
No, I love it.
Wearing my, you know, platforms and wedges with sundresses, but heels with jeans is such a vibe. I know you do it. I think I just saw you posted in a similar pair of heels, like in white in your like last Instagram photo with your floral dress.
Yes.
I just love that like square toe with like one strap or two straps in the front, like a block heel. So cute, and they're very, very comfortable. I really like the look of heels with jeans for summer.
I feel the same way, and I feel like you could do a casual top, you could do a more dressy top, like really any way, and it still brings it to like that next level of like if it is like a little bit of a nicer dinner, but you could still do almost like, you know, for me, I like like a little bit of like a looser tank top, looser tee tucked in with jeans and heel. Like, I love that look even.
Such a cute look. It's very flattering, very slimming, honestly.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way. Really cute. And I just never thought I'd be that person. So. Mm-hmm.
No, I love it.
It's very adult. Heels,
it's a very like, I know it's look, very good mature. Way.
In a good way. Yeah. I would agree. So I've been wearing those a lot. They have them in so many colors. I have them in black. I guess I didn't mention that, but they have white, tan. I mean, a ton. And they're from Dolce Vita.
My mother was influenced by you. She texted me. I was out and about. I didn't even notice.
Really?
Like, you posted. Yeah. Or maybe I saw it. Yeah, I guess maybe like, you know how you probably look at my story sometimes and you don't fully register it. Like if you're just tapping through. And she sent me, she was like, going to buy these, like sell them on Danielle's story. And like a screenshot of them. I was like, oh, send it. Like, yeah.
Wait, that makes me so happy that Adina liked that.
Yes, she was influenced by Miss Carolyn herself.
Oh my gosh.
We love a real life influencer.
I know. It's always so funny, right?
mine, I have a makeup favorite, which I always forget that like favorites could go into like the fashion beauty category too. I feel like we always talk about like pens or like Apple Watch yeah. or something. Like yeah. maybe it could be like and I'm here for like a light makeup look in the summer. Mm-hmm. Especially, well, I guess I talked about the Supergoup SPF, which is SPF is crucial mm-hmm. in the summer. So I would do the Supergoup SPF, and then on top of that, in lieu of that was fancy. Instead of foundation, and even instead of like, I like the IT Cosmetics CC cream, but you know, sometimes it could be kind of heavy. Do you find that?
It is actually quite heavy. It's not light really at all.
I feel the same. Even though, but mm-hmm. The name is deceiving because you hear CC cream and you're like, oh, okay, like yeah. light. But it's like, yeah, it's pretty full coverage. And I've been looking for a little bit lighter of coverage and spot concealing instead because I just like the look of that better. So
it's so good for summer.
So good because then you get like a little bit of like a dewy look still. The Fenty Beauty Skin Blurring Drops. They're new.
Ooh,
yes.
Never heard of.
So Fenty Beauty, she has the foundation, which is great, but very full coverage. Then she has tinted moisturizer, which I haven't tried. And then these are more of like,
okay.
they're like the Glossier, like what? I forget what they're called.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Tint drops?
Yeah, that's what I would compare it to. Maybe a little bit more coverage than that, because that's like, oh my God, like, did you put anything on your skin? I don't know. Like, that's the experience
right.
I've
yeah,
had with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It looks really nice and natural, but I need a little something. Like, you got to give me something.
Give me something.
Yeah, give me something. So I just use my, like, sponge, you know, that I, like, get wet and, like, put it on.
Yeah.
And then I do, like, highlighter, bronzer, blush. Like I just like keep the routine simple, and then if I do have a like pimple, I spot conceal because it doesn't cover like that much, but I would say light redness, light discoloration it will cover, mm-hmm. but not really like, you know, active pimples or things like that. And I even do use under eye concealer and stuff still, but I just think the look of it's great. It's sold out on Sephora in like most shades right now because I think it's so popular.
Wow.
So yeah, but I'll
oh my gosh.
But it's available
Hot
on the Fenty
product.
Website.
Oh, we yeah. love that.
So highly suggest. I just like no one's talking about it. At least I haven't
heard about it at all. So thank you for making us aware of what's to be known.
Of course. I always love a good makeup rec from other people too. So I'm here.
Yeah,
for it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you. In May's Mental Health Awareness Month and throughout June, Gals on the Go podcast is proud to join the cause of destigmatizing therapy. If you're struggling with relationships or having difficulty sleeping or just trouble meeting your goals, BetterHelp might be here to help you. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. Therapists have a broad range of expertise that may not be locally available in your area. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You can schedule weekly video, phone, or even live chat sessions. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. And it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. So many people have been using BetterHelp that they're actually recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Our listeners get 10% off their first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/gals. That's betterhelp.com/gals. So now let's get on into our question of the week.
Question of the week. I thought of the question this week. Usually Danielle takes the lead on this, but I just thought it would be fun, inspired by our week last week together in New York.
Yes, I love it.
So the question this week is...
Oh, sorry. I thought you were gonna, I was like, I feel like you should ask.
I was like,
now
I'll ask
your question.
Okay. What is your go-to drink? I put alcoholic and non-alcoholic of the moment.
The moment.
The moment.
I like this because... Who was I talking to this about? Someone in New York. I don't know who it was.
Katie?
Margo. Oh. No, it was actually someone it was one of Ryan's friends the next day. Never mind. But we were talking about how we don't have that, like, perfect bar drink. You know, like, when you to a bar. Like, not like a restaurant or, like, a cool lounge with cocktails. Like, I want a menu. Give me a menu. What are the options? Like, I don't like vodka soda. Like, I'll drink it. I'll drink a vodka cran, but I don't want that. I really don't. I just freak out when I get up there. But I do have one that I recently, like, I will go to it if I need or if I want, but it sometimes makes me really sick the next morning. I get gin with lemonade, a splash of cranberry.
Wow. I've never heard of this.
I'm a big gin gal. I think it tastes really good.
Interesting.
Yeah. And
lemonade.
So, yeah. Yeah. So, but it's sugary, you know? So I'll
yeah,
do,
yeah.
But it's something that, like, you know, you can just get anywhere. You don't have to worry
yeah,
about
yeah.
if there's a menu or not. Like, you know, they have gin, you know, usually like on the gun thing, they have lemonade and cranberry. So I just get lemonade, a splash wow. of cranberry. It's delicious, but also dangerous. So
yum. That sounds pretty. I'm not a big gin gal, but I feel like.
Are you? I haven't seen you drink yeah. gin, really.
I would do tequila over good. Gin for sure. Like, yeah. More.
Oh, that could probably be good.
Yeah. I'm intrigued. I would try it the way that you did it. I've heard great things about gin and tonics these days. I've heard they really settle the stomach when drinking. So
they do. I also, my other go-to drink would be a Moscow Mule for that reason. It's just ooh. Easy. It's good for
all
the tummy
reliable.
As well.
Yeah.
All reliable when in doubt. And yeah, so those would be my go-tos. Obviously I love Manmosas, but I have to find places in New York that serve those. It's orange juice, vodka and champagne. It's like a mimosa with vodka. Brooke likes those
yes,
too.
Yeah. I haven't found a place that has it on the menu, but I feel like most places, if they serve champagne, they can 100% do that.
Yeah.
But I've never heard of someone opting to order it. Like, you would have to be like, can
right.
I get a vodka orange juice with a splash of champagne? Like, you would
Yeah, it just sounds weird, but yeah. We'll see. Yeah.
Wait, non-alcoholic.
I know
though.
Yours. Oh, well, what do you mean? Like,
okay,
you
like coffee,
like,
or, like
tea?
Yeah, are you drinking like oh. tea? Like, I know you love Huzzah. Like, do you have like a go-to, like, oh. especially one for summer? You just got juice. Like, I don't know.
I love Huzzah so much. I literally texted the sales guy yesterday. I was like, hey.
Oh, you did?
Want more? Yeah, I meant to tell you, I literally wanted more Huzzah. If not, I'm just going to purchase them on my own because I love Huzzah so much. Kombucha yeah. would be
what brand,
drink.
What kind? Give us the specifics.
Synergy kombucha, or GT Dave's, I guess it's called. Synergy, I love the flavor gingerberry or trilogy. Kombucha is a very specific taste. Some people hate it, some people love it. I feel like, I don't know, it cleans out your gut. It's great for you. And I love how I feel when I drink it. It just calms me down.
You always say that.
I joke.
Is that like a mental thing, or like, is it known to do that?
No. No, like, I've talked to some other people that like people that are listening. If you drink kombucha, it's kind of like, you know, when you have that first glass, that first sip of, you know, wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Schmidt, and you like feel it go down. Mm-hmm. That's how kombucha feels every sip. And sometimes when I'm just feeling, you know, overwhelmed, anxious, I will, you know, a quick remedy, honestly, is I'll just go and take a sip of kombucha. And it just kind of like brings me back to center, if that
gotcha.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's delicious. And I feel like it's just great for my gut. My skin looks great. You know, I don't want to say it's all because of that, but
no,
gut
we were
health
just
is really important.
This.
We were talking about this.
Was this
yeah.
on the pod or off? I feel like you were
no,
saying.
No, off the pod. We were, when we were at, when we were drinking, I was like, I feel like kombucha really helps
oh,
me.
Oh my gosh, that was. Yeah. And I was like,
yeah.
I feel like my seed does the same thing. I'm like, mm-hmm. my skin's not great right now, but I feel like it keeps things
it's that
like
same
thing. And yeah.
Yeah. Gut health is really important.
Completely agree. I just can't. Kombucha. Ugh, the taste is acquired.
It is. But yeah, I guess that would be my favorite. And then obviously like iced coffee with cream is my go-to. So lots of drinks there.
Yeah,
but I could have picked just one, I guess.
No, I get that.
I know your go-to alcoholic drink for sure.
Recently, and this is at a place, too, that typically they have a menu. Like, I don't know if I'd order this at a dive bar.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Just because,
menu.
Like, I don't know how they – it depends. You know, sometimes you have to use your better judgment of, like, can they make this drink or not? You know, mm-hmm. you guys know what I'm referring to. Like, some bars can, especially when it gets more complicated. But my drink is simple. It's just a skinny margarita. People are like, how do you order it? I literally just say a skinny margarita. And however they make it, it's typically a surprise to me.
So you don't care if like there's salt or sugar. Like I know Delaney always gets, I think, like salt on the rim, maybe.
I don't really lick the salt on the rim. Like I'll have maybe like one sip with it. So I'm not going to say no, but I'm not going to say yes. Like usually they bring mm-hmm. it with that. Usually it's pretty lime juice heavy. Sometimes they use orange juice. The difference between skinny, I guess, and non-skinny is the regular margarita, they use like a margarita mix, which typically just has a lot of sugar in it, which mm-hmm. it's not even that I'm like, oh, I don't like sugar. Like it's not, it sometimes hurts my stomach when I'm drinking. And I honestly just prefer the taste of like fresher lime juice, fresher like juices. So that's why I like it.
Yum.
And that's the go-to alcoholic. Yeah, I guess if I'm at like a dive bar, I got like when we went to that place, I got a vodka soda lime. Like, that's fine. I don't know. I don't love it, but like,
I know it's like, I'll just vodka soda lime. Sure. Yeah, it's like you don't even want it, but it's like, I want to hold something.
Yes.
I know.
It's
I
like
get it.
Good after you already like have a buzz. Like, it doesn't really matter. I mean, like,
yeah, literally.
I used that's to love. I kind of want to bring them back. Vodka sours, because that's just like vodka.
Oh, so good. But like, terrible hangovers. I drank those all night the night I met Ryan, and I was so hungover the next.
Really?
Day. I'll never forget. Yeah.
Because I guess they are like kind of sugary. Yeah. But so is.
I mean, they're delicious though.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, because I typically, like, especially if I'm at a bar or something, I'm not going to, like, go out of my way to order a seltzer or beer or anything. Like, I would drink that more at home. So those are the go-to out drinks. And then recently I've just been such a water person, like, drinking so much water. Like, I mean, I always am, but these days, especially with, like, I know I'm traveling coming up and, like, yeah, feeling a little sick.
Hydration
like,
station.
I have a wake up in the middle of the night to pee. Like, that. That's new for me.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's been happening to me in the last year or so.
Yeah. It's throwing me off. Throwing me off my
game. I know.
And then the iced coffee, I'll do just like almond milk typically if I'm out, or like if I make it at home, I do almond milk, a little vanilla syrup. Cream. Maybe a little whipped cream if I'm feeling fancy. Yeah. You know. I love talking about drinks, especially in the summertime. There's something about it. Ugh.
There is something about it, like a cold, refreshing drink in the sizzling sun.
That's the best feeling when you're sitting outside and like someone like comes and joins you and they like bring you like a cold drink from inside and you're like, I just love you so much. Yeah.
A cold drink. I'm currently sipping on a green juice as we speak. Since I always flex my drinks, apparently. I always flex whatever I'm drinking.
No, you're inspiring me, especially with this. Right now, I'm thinking I need to make a pressed juicery order.
I think you do.
Yeah. And get some ginger shots.
Yes. Oh, I took one this morning. My brother and I went and got some. It was great.
Oh, look at you. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, I think that's it for our general catch up, all those things. We'll ask you guys, of course, on the Instagram story what your go-to drink is. Oh my gosh, the ones last week or 2 weeks ago now, I guess, the rent-free in your head question. I was crying at some of the responses.
So funny. You guys kill me. Like, I'm so happy people are participating and when we ask on the question box, because it's so entertaining.
That's at Gals on the Go podcast for those sort of things. And yeah, yes. Lots of big things coming. It's true. There are big things coming.
I know. It's very, very exciting. Well, should we get on into, as I always say, the meat?
The meat. We just did the potatoes. Now this is the meat.
Oh, my God. The side dishes. The green bean casserole.
We just had our, like, apps. We had, like, the bread, the butter, like the
olive oil, with the pepper. Mm.
Yes. So good. Maybe like a nice like little like side salad. But now we get into the steak. The
steak and the mashed potatoes. Yes. Oh gosh, I'm here for it. Well, so we're going to be breaking down. We're going to go in the order that we feel like makes the most sense. And just kind of start there. So I guess we can just start with YouTube, kind of like our biggest form of making money, I'd say.
So I guess we'll go platform by platform, how we make money, and we'll talk about how we make it, and I guess we'll save like the more like tips at the end, but I guess as we go we'll explain it. I feel like this is going to be a mix of like explaining it as if you don't know anything about it, and
yes, definitely,
and explaining it maybe as if you are a little more advanced. So if you are a content creator, you might be like, guys, this stuff is so obvious, but it's more so to those people who are like, how do Brooke and Daniel make money? Like,
yeah. So forgive us. Obviously, some of you guys are also influencers or kind of have an awareness of everything, but we want this to be an episode that people can refer to if they're kind of just lost. Or maybe I'll literally send this to some of my family members that are confused.
Literally those people.
Improving yourself starts with shifting your patterns and building healthier habits. That means making time to fit yourself in every day, managing your stress, and focusing on your sleep so you feel more energized and refreshed. Fitbit Sense is the advanced health watch that gives you tools to do just that. It's the world's first smartwatch with an EDA sensor that can actually indicate your body's response to stress. Like, what the heck? That's awesome. Fitbit Premium members get a detailed breakdown of their stress management score, which is really cool because it shows how your heart, activity, and sleep are affected by stress. And whenever you need to take a breather, you can do guided mindfulness sessions to help calm your body and mind. Right now, you get a 6-month trial of Premium when you buy Fitbit Sense. Visit Fitbit.com and check it out.
So yeah, we'll start off with YouTube. I feel like it's also important to mention to not even just for YouTube, but for anything, there are a lot of people who help out Danielle and us and who help out many of probably your favorite influencers, content creators mm-hmm. with things. So
should we kind of go through our team?
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm so excited.
Yes. So cool. Yes. Well, we have a lot of moving parts these days. So yeah,
we do. There's like a lot of places my money's going these days, but it's all worth it. Like I'm learning more and more, and Brooke inspires me a lot just to outsource more. Like sometimes you just can't do it all. And sometimes someone might be better at something than you are. Mm. So I just don't like asking for help all the time. Mm. But with this, it's really important. So we both have managers who are our day-to-day
point of contact.
Like, point of contact, help us with, like, you know, negotiating brand deals, kind of reminding us for deadlines, like, okay, this brand is, you know, asking if you can get this done a little sooner, whatever. Maybe that's who you talk to.
Yeah, that's like you have a pretty tight relationship, I'd say, with them. And some people just have a manager. That's like when people are like, my manager, like, and you're probably confused, like, but you don't have a technical role in a company. So, you know, when people who are, if you work in corporate and you refer to like my manager, like it's different because technically, if anything, like they work for us instead of us working for them, which
that's a good point to make.
Yeah, I guess because it's just
they're not our boss.
Yes.
Like, like the way my manager always says it, she's like, I manage your things. Like, they basically kind of manage everything. That's why they're a manager. They're not like, you need to do this. They ask you, like, do you want to work with this brand? Mm-hmm. Okay, you do. Let's go back and talk to them and see if we can make something work that, you know, fits organically for you and your brand and your channel.
Yeah,
everything like that.
And hopefully if you have a positive relationship with them, like, you can be totally transparent about those things. And I know that's how Danielle and I both feel, that we have a really positive relationship with our managers now, which is mm-hmm. it really just changes the whole process. I think
it's so important. Yeah. I'm really, really thankful for that. And our managers are friends now because we have a podcast together too, so. And they work on things together, which is really, really cool. Like, we just had a call yesterday with my manager, her manager, and us too.
Yes, the squad. But it's nice to, like, it's not required that everybody has to have like the same one. As long as like people are comfortable like working with each other, it's kind of nice. So we have our separate managers, but then we recently signed to an agency, Danielle and I together, like early this year, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. That was 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
I think it was more than that. Was it that recent?
Maybe.
I'm so bad at timelines.
Okay. It's so exciting. And basically the agency helps with bigger projects, I would say. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't talk to them every day as much as we do our managers. Our managers talk to the agents a lot. Or sometimes, like if we ever wanted to come out with a book, you know, like, that's what the agent would help. But they have all these different teams. Like, oh, you want a clothing line? Okay, we have a team for that. Mm-hmm. Or they just have a lot of
connections. You want to collab with, like, this, like, big person or whatever company. Like, I feel like it's more so, also they are more of the securing the brand deals because they have relationships with those larger brands. And then my manager or your manager would be more on top of like the day-to-day tasks. So if it's like, hey, like, we got this larger like 3-month contract brand deal, but you have to do all of these things, like, then it goes into the manager to keep us on track with it and like, hey, that's due on Friday, how's it going, you know, more so stuff like that.
Right. And typically, so with that, all of these people are getting a percentage of our earnings, of course, because they're helping us, and it wouldn't be able to do it without them. I mean, we could do it without them, but, you know, we prefer to do it with them. And so the managers usually get the most amount of percentage, and then your agency gets a little bit less percentage. Mm-hmm. And then I am personally with a network also. Are you?
A YouTube network, you mean?
Yeah, a YouTube network.
I am, yeah. I think mine's a little less involved probably than yours is. Like, I don't talk to them very often, but...
Yeah, Basically, networks are like what we first signed with when we started YouTube. Like, that was the personally, that was the first thing that I started working with. A network, I kind of explained to people, is like being a part of like Disney Channel or something. It's like they kind of help you with like, they're not super, super involved, but it's like you're on their platform. So like they pay me my money through like YouTube ads, which we'll get to here in a second. And they do, they also can get you brand deals. It kind of goes, you get a network, then a manager, then an agent in that order usually. And I just, I've been with my network for so long at this point, and I really love them. I've gotten to know a lot of them. Like back when Playlist Live was a thing or VidCon, the networks have a lot of connections. So they'd get you invited to the VIP parties, or they help you with meet and greets, or they have like a table at the event. It's more of like a bigger platform, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I feel like those are becoming less and less important. I feel like when we first started on YouTube, not like to discount, like obviously like you have a great relationship with yours, but I feel like it's, at least I've found that. Like, it used, I feel like, remember back in the day of Style Hall or Awesomest TV, like, there were like these really big names.
Yeah, it's definitely different now.
And I think it's just the culture of it. Not even less important, just it's changed, I guess I'll say. But yes.
Yeah, things have changed. Also, we should have mentioned this for people that don't know, Brooke and I have both been on YouTube for like, I mean, I've been on YouTube for 10 years.
Yeah,
you probably 10 years.
Yeah, probably more,
like
honestly,
10 years. Yeah. So, we've seen YouTube really evolve, and we've kind of adjusted as it comes. And keep in mind, when Brooke and I started YouTube, neither of us knew you could make money. Like, it was not a known thing. We just did it for fun. And then, you know, slowly and slowly, we had, like, networks approach us, or then, you know, managements approach us and say, hey, like, we'd love to help you. And it was a really exciting thing. So that's another thing, like, I always say, and Brooke always says, start YouTube, start social media if you are passionate about it.
Yeah.
If you are starting to make money, it shows through. It just always shows through. So yes, we're making this, you know, podcast episode about how to make money, but this is just, once you're already loving it, here's how to, you know, make some money off of it. If that makes
sense. I completely agree. And it also takes time. Like, people like go, so many people go into it, like, it takes a year, maybe two, three, like, before you're making money. So like, if you're looking to like earn some extra cash this summer, like, this probably isn't the most lucrative way to do that. I feel like this is just more so,
just so you guys understand.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you can take pieces and bits of it. But yeah, so that's kind of that. So YouTube is probably like how we make like the biggest amount of money, I'd say.
Oh, we
that's
also
our biggest platforms.
As of recent, Danielle and I have a lawyer too to help look over contracts.
Oh my gosh, yeah, we do.
Yeah, so there's a lot of pieces. So if you consider that every piece of the pie is going somewhere, so there is a lot of moving parts.
And the lawyer isn't for like, she just reads like our contracts with brands to make sure we're not getting screwed over.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
it's not like,
you know,
to practice lawsuits. It's like,
no.
Literally
no.
Contract law pretty much.
Yeah. It's really cool. I like picking her brain on things, and she's great. We love her. So yeah, that's kind of our team. I've always dreamed of having a team. So it's really cool to, you know, have such a big team like this, and everyone works so well together. We have email chains sometimes of like, because then we also have Gals on the Go, which is part of Podcast One Network, which is like a whole other thing. So we have all of our managers, our agents, like all working together in a huge email chain. It's pretty great. I love how collaborative it can be.
Me too.
And keep in mind, this is like the most extreme. Like, this wasn't always the case. Like, it used to be literally we just both had managers, you know? So, but the podcast obviously brings in a bigger team, which is exciting. So that's YouTube. Basically, you usually will get a brand deal, and it'll either be, they might want a sponsored, a whole dedicated video where it's the only brand, you know, talked about in the video, or they'll ask for, you know, an integrated video mention in the first, usually they'll ask for the first 2 to 3 minutes. And then you can like continue on with your video, but they just want you to mention it. So there's different ones, and obviously they pay more if it's a dedicated one.
Yeah. So to break this down in like the most simple terms I could put this in is, Casetify, let's just say, wants to be your video sponsor. They will contact you. They'll give you a brief or an outline of what they're expecting. You sign the contract. You do the whole bit. You don't need a manager. You don't need an agent. Just to be very clear, we both know many, many successful friends, quote, successful friends, that don't have all of that help, and they just prefer.
And we've done it before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm even thinking of some of our friends who are just like, I've never found anyone who I've jived with, like, on that level. And like, yeah, some people are very, if you're you consider yourself to be a savvy person, like, I think that's great. You also have to have such a strong relationship for it to be beneficial, because I think we've both had that too, where it's like, you know,
if you don't vibe. It's
yeah,
not,
yeah,
doesn't work
totally. So let's just say it's Casetify. They contact, they send the brief, whatever, you sign the contract, and yeah, it's either the whole video is surrounding the product, or maybe it's just like a 1 to 2 minute mention in the video. So obviously the rates vary on that. I'm sure you can imagine that if you're talking about something for, you know, a 15 minute long video, like that would be more lucrative, or like you get more money than if it is just the mention. But I would say that's probably my primary source of income at the moment. How about you, Danielle?
Definitely. It's just like YouTube is both of our biggest platforms. Podcast is a close second at this point, but YouTube would be the biggest one. And with that, we obviously only, you know, accept brand deals with companies that we feel really comfortable talking about or that we personally use, because it is our biggest platform and they are paying a lot of money and uh-huh. or not, I don't want to say a lot, but you know what I mean? Like, they're paying money for this and we want to make sure it's beneficial. So I feel like dedicated videos aren't as popular. It's usually more of like a mention situation, or sometimes it'll be like, you can only talk about that brand, but you don't have to talk about them the whole video.
Yeah.
So
yeah. The stipulations are always very interesting. Like, if you guys have ever seen videos where other like brand logos have to be blurred, like sometimes their legal departments are very strict, because I know I've had to do that, or I've watched videos where, or you can't even say, like, it will be a video about a brand, but I can't say like Trader Joe's. I'm like, Trader Joe's has nothing to do with the sponsor of the video.
It's interesting.
Yeah, but it's very specific. So
yes. And then now I think we should switch on to AdSense, which is also a part of YouTube. Mm-hmm. Do you kind of want to take that away?
Yeah. I feel like that this to me has been like a huge revenue source, like, or sometimes
it really is
brand deals. Yeah. So that is those in-video ads when you're watching a YouTube video and like it will go to like a commercial and it's not mm-hmm. the person's video who you're watching it. It's like a totally like different ad. And you might notice it might be something relevant to you in your life, or it might not be, because those are like geo-targeted and they're more specific, I guess. And the thing that I really like about AdSense is that it's pretty fair in terms of, you could apply if you have at least 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 valid public watch hours, which really is pretty minimal to start making money. Like, it definitely takes a climb to like get to that point, but I feel like that's a great place to start if you're like, I can't like get brand deals right now or whatever. It's like, sign up for AdSense, you know, make a couple hundred bucks here and there. I did a whole video like recently, mine has been astronomical, and it's hard to explain why or whatever.
Yeah, it depends, and that is one of the benefits of signing with a network. Sometimes they have a higher like rate that they can get with your ads based off of just all kinds of things. I couldn't even explain it to you guys. People have explained it to me for probably 10 years now and it still confuses me, but it is a really easy way. Like, my friend Daily, she started a YouTube channel in college and she just like vlogged her weeks and, you know, made, you know, like money to, you know, spend money on drinks or food or whatever it may be. So it's definitely like a really easy way, especially mm-hmm. if YouTube's just like a little side hustle for you. It's something you enjoy. So AdSense is great. That was probably the first way I started making money from YouTube, or just
yeah, I think so too. Media. I remember I used to get like checks from Google, and my parents were like a $50 check. They're like, what?
We questioned everything to create the best Tucson ever. Every inch of the all-new Tucson has been completely reimagined, resulting in an SUV loaded with available innovations both inside and out. From design to technology to safety, every aspect of the all-new Tucson has been improved upon. The SUV has been completely redesigned inside and out to truly create the best Tucson ever. They have this digital key that allows you to use your phone as a spare key. They have LED daytime running lights that are stylishly hidden under the front grille, which truly make them invisible when they're not in use. And if you guys are like me, you love a good touchscreen. They have a 10.25-inch full touchscreen with user profiles. I am seriously obsessed with the look of this car, and I feel like you guys will be too, especially with all of these amazing new and improved features. So check out the Tucson and learn more at Hyundai.com.
So many resources too on this stuff too. Like, if you're like, you know, go on YouTube and even watch like videos on like
so
how to make more money through AdSense. If you have a quick tip, I'll say if you are a vlogger or just a content creator and you have long videos, you could go in and add multiple ads in there. If you know that your mm-hmm. watch time is high, that's really helped me with boosting the AdSense rep. I don't know. Back in college, I mean, I had a smaller following then. My views were less, but the difference of my income from AdSense from then to now, like, it's almost uncomparable. And it's hard to be like, why? I think it's just my views went up, and that's why your views are so important, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. So that's YouTube. Now we'll head on into the podcast. Podcasts are popping up everywhere. I swear, everyone and their mother starting a podcast. We're here for it. We love podcasts. So with podcasts, really the main way we make money is the ads we read.
Yeah.
Sponsors. That's pretty much it. There's no AdSense on podcasts, from my understanding.
I think with some platforms, maybe there some are. Like, I know, okay. I know with, like, some, there are, like, you do get paid per click, but it's a little different than, like, our structure. Okay. we have like, a, you know, our company will sell ad space in our podcast, and we, you know, they split the revenue with us, of course, because they're, you know, selling our ad space. Right. But we do have to approve and vet our sponsors, so that is really important to note.
Every single one. Yes. So yeah, those are basically just us reading ads. And usually how podcasts work is a company will purchase, you know, maybe 8 episodes.
They'll say,
we want 8 reads for this one, you know, in the beginning, in the middle. They usually, you know, specify, and we're just kind of given a schedule each week. Mm-hmm. It's always really exciting. We'll be like, oh, I wonder who we're working with this week. So it's someone that we already approved, but we don't know if, like, you know, they decided to work with us or not. So it's always really, really exciting.
And things change kind of quick. It's kind of like radio. I mean, podcast is similar to radio, mm-hmm. in the sense that, like, you know, maybe they last minute, like, they want to do next week instead of this week. So that's why it's, or, you know, we'll get things on last minute on, like, our episodes go up on Wednesday, and sometimes we'll get stuff on, like, a Monday or a Tuesday that's like, hey guys, like, can you record this ad, like, so I can put it in this episode? Because things change pretty quickly, I think, with the podcast.
Also on the podcast, as you guys might remember, we've done merchandise, and we're so excited. Don't worry, there will be more coming, more in the works. But podcasts have usually, you know, big fan bases. People want to support their podcasts. I've bought stuff from podcasts I listen to. So we've done Gals on the Go hoodies, hats, mugs. A lot of you guys rock them yourself. So we get a profit off of our units sold, obviously. We usually do, like, a pre-sale, or we're working on, you know, just having them on the website for you guys to buy. But merch is definitely a big way we make money as well from the podcast.
Totally. Next up, affiliate links. And this is how, from my understanding, love them. Most of probably bloggers, YouTubers, people like that you guys follow, like, people are really making money through this revenue stream. So we'll break it down.
Yeah. So basically, if, like, a blogger that you love is linking their favorite jeans, it's probably their favorite jeans, but then they're also using a link that allows you, if you swipe up on that link and purchase on that link, they will get a percentage or a commission, if you will, mm-hmm. a very small commission. But it does build up, and it is really cool because we, you know, as YouTubers, as bloggers, whatever it may be, we do provide links, and it is nice for, you know, it does take a lot of work to link everything. So it is cool to kind of get a little, kickback.
Yeah. So, there are two platforms that we mostly use for this that most of the bloggers, at least that I'm aware of, or people mm-hmm. use. So Reward Style is one of them, and Magic Links is the other. I love these two also because they have apps, they have extensions for your browser. So if you're on a website, on a retailer like Lululemon, Nordstrom, Etsy, you can literally click on the browser extension and it will generate your custom link, and then it will track it. I love that it has, these two platforms have such amazing analytics. So if you ever wanted to, like,
so great,
look back into and see, like, I wonder how many sweatshirts from that link I sold, like, it's really great.
Yeah, they're seriously the best. It's so much fun. I love it. I'm sure you do too, to, like, see what people were the most interested in. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, my grad dress, so many clicks. And it's just really interesting to see the conversion, and it allows us to have these analytics. But, like, if we ever came out with something on our own, it is cool to see what people are.
Yeah. Yeah.
The most interested in. So it's really cool. And I'm pretty sure you just apply to these websites and you just, like, put your social media handles on it, and they kind of, like, decide to approve you or not. I'm mm-hmm. sure it's pretty easy though.
Yeah. I know many micro, like, I mean, I'm technically, like, a micro influencer, I guess, but I know, like, many, like, smaller influencers, like, use these. So I think that it's pretty simple. Another revenue source I know for both of us is just other affiliate link websites.
Yeah.
So we both have Amazon shop pages. So I think anybody can sign up for Amazon affiliates. You could just Google like all these things. Google how to sign up for rewards, how to sign up for Amazon affiliates. That's at least what I do, because I even get so many questions from our friends. How do I set up an Amazon shop? I'm like, it's so simple to Google. Like it is. It takes about 1 second. And I get it. We're not trying to like gatekeep any information, but just sometimes it's easier just to do the research yourself.
Yeah. They'll just kind of give you the steps. It's a really, I love going, I go on Brooke's Amazon page all the time. I'm like, what do I want? Oh, like, it's really cool. It's just like you put your everyday things, because we purchase so much from Amazon. So that's always really cool. And then next, Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we follow a lot of Instagrammers, and we also do have an Instagram. I always say my Instagram's kind of like an addition to my YouTube. I mean, it's obviously its own separate thing, but it's, I don't know, whatever. So you can get Instagram brand deals, you know, promoting a specific product. It could be a post. It could be a story with 1 to 2, 1 to 3 frames is usually a big thing that companies will ask for. Or, you know, you might do like a 3-month deal, or you might do a carousel post. They might want you to do a reel. You know, now we have reels, a more short form video. So it kind of depends on what the company's asking for. And you obviously charge them differently based off of, you know, if it's an in-feed post, that's usually the most. If it's for Instagram story frames, they're going to look at how many views you usually get, or what your reach is, or what your impressions are. So it definitely can depend there. And also something to mention, if you get, let's say, a YouTube brand deal, sometimes we'll do a bundle deal where we'll get, you know, it'll be a YouTube video, an Instagram post, an Instagram story. That's very common.
Yeah. And I mean, in this category, we could put Twitter too. Like I've done a few just like one-off Twitter brand deals, like not like anything. It's not like, I wouldn't say
it's like, a tweet.
I wouldn't say it's like my main sort. Like that's not really,
maybe
one or two a year. Like it's not many. But yeah, Instagram has been, for me, I've been stepping up the story brand deals. I like that. I like that it doesn't take up like space in my quote grid, or it's not too like, you know, everyone posts however many stories a day you post, like you're clicking through anyways. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like it's that invasive.
Links in there.
Yeah.
Like they're just so easy and they're great.
Yeah. And it gives you more of like a casual format for like talking about a product versus being like, you just like sitting in, I'm trying to get away from that, because I've definitely done that in the past, like of pictures of me of just like sitting and holding the product.
Yeah.
And it's so like, I mean, and I get, sometimes it's easier. Sometimes the brands ask for that, but it's very like, all right, here's me and my sponsored product. Like, you know,
literally. Yeah. It's fun to, make it more creative. I'm excited, since I won't be doing school now, to like really, it's fun to like think about, oh, how can I really infuse this? You know, so that's a good point to make.
Yeah. I threw TikTok on this list.
I was going to say you take this one away.
I'm a part of the Creator Fund. Are you not?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, anyone, I'm pretty sure after you have like 30,000 followers, you can sign up. I make like a couple $100 a month from it, which is nice. Like, I mean, it's just like, it goes to my PayPal. Like I love, you know, it pays for like an Uber and not just an Uber, but
I'll sign up.
Yeah. I've heard people say, some people say like it decreases your views. I have not had that experience, but I guess like to each their own.
Interesting.
And then of course there are brand deals on TikTok. I've only done like one or two of those. So it's not really like, that's not my main platform focus in terms of like looking for brand deals, but that's why it's important to be on more than one platform. I've always said this. I'm such a big fan of that. Obviously don't spread yourself too thin, but I see so many creators who just do YouTube and Instagram, and I'm like, you have to be on more than that. Like it's, I know.
Yeah.
I know that it might be overwhelming, especially if you do have a full-time job or you're a student or something, like that's a lot, but yeah.
Yeah. No, it's, I'm going to sign up for the TikTok Creator Fund after this. That's very exciting. And there's all kinds of platforms. It's really fun. And you find what your niche is, what you like best. I guess something we didn't really mention, well, we basically did, you know, there's people that are just straight up bloggers and they have a website, but they use the affiliate links. That's
We
did mention it.
I don't,
I think we covered all the bases.
Do you have a website? Like
I do. I use it more so as I'm not like a writer necessarily. I use it more of like, if people Google me, like they have a hub, like they click on it. I have all the things right there.
Yeah. I don't even do that. You know, when you go to someone's link in bio and it has like all of the things, I think we have that for Gals on the Go, but not for like
a link tree.
Yeah. I never set that up.
Or there's Hubie. I know Hubie just reached out to me and was like, do you want to like make one? But I didn't know if people like wouldn't know what that was or not, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I want them to know. They click on that link and they do get all your links. So
yeah, totally, totally. We also didn't talk about, which sometimes it's almost even better than a payment, because sometimes taxes and things like that get so complicated. And like, I know that's such that's the other thing, like with doing social media, you have to pay your own taxes. They are not taken out of your paycheck. Yes.
Yeah.
So things get, so you have to definitely like allocate your money smarter. And
very humbling.
Yes. Yes. When you realize that you owe money.
That's I'm glad you made that point. I've learned a lot though through it. I know you have too. And mm-hmm. we do have business expenses that we can write off. Like if you're traveling for a trip, like a business trip or like a YouTube event, whatever it may be, you write that off as an expense. So it's definitely helpful in that sense, but it is interesting. Like you'll get, you know, a certain amount of money, but then, you know, normally in a real job, and not, I don't want to say real, a traditional job, yes, they take it out before even giving it to you. So you're kind of just used to it. But it's definitely interesting.
If anything, you get a tax return. Like you get money back. And then, like,
That's true.
And then with us, it's like the end of the year or like tax day, you know, whatever. That's why I personally like when companies reach out. And I know you have this too, Danielle, when companies will say, you know, and it'll be companies that we love, like, hey, pick out some pairs of shoes, pick out some clothes. Like, so it's not necessarily even payment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just like,
yeah. Our managers hate it though. They're like, no, you should be. And we're like, no.
I know.
And close.
Yeah. And usually the expectation with that stuff is less too. I know a lot of people get in like these sticky situations where they sign contracts where they get stuff for free, but they're expected to do all this free content for them.
Mm-hmm.
I would say just, you know, generate a network, know your worth. And it's hard, of course, if you're just starting out, because it's like, what do I charge? And like, we're not here mm-hmm. to say like the rate and whatever. But my biggest tip is to do what Danielle and I did and link up, find a community that you guys could all bounce things off
Definitely.
Of each other. Yeah.
It's hair food time. You guys know how much I love hair food. I literally just washed my hair and used my hair food shampoo and conditioner. I have the tea tree and lavender water. There's coconut milk and chai spice. I really just love it. I had my friends use it last week when they were here and they were like, this smells so good. And I said, I know. And that's not even the best part. It's basically like feeding your hair with the same nourishing ingredients that we feed our bodies. I've been using clean, simple, kitchen crafted recipes from Hair Food and I'm seeing amazing results. My hair is so soft. It smells so good. And I just know that I'm feeding my hair some good nutrients. Whatever hair texture or hair type you have, the superfood ingredients are packed into every bottle of Hair Food. Every Hair Food product is free of sulfates, parabens, dyes, and mineral oils because your hair does not want to be eating that. So if you're looking to nourish your hair, I mean really nourish it, it's gotta be Hair Food. Look for it at Amazon, Walmart, and Target.
Hey, movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.
So shall we get on into a couple of tips that we have?
Yeah.
Them?
Yeah. Why not? I put on here increased frequency of posting. I mean, if you're like looking to level up, like if you want to either get more money, grow your following, I mean, you just have to post more. Like that's like the simplest answer, I feel like, on whatever platform you want to focus on.
Definitely. Consistency.
Make a challenge to yourself. I've been doing that recently with like reels. I'm like, I want to post this many a week because I want to like grow my Instagram, you know? So, mm-hmm. And yes, consistency. Great point, Danielle.
Definitely. I also mentioned this earlier, but I do love a good bundle deal. So if you're working with a company, pitch them your YouTube and your Instagram, or if you have a podcast and your Instagram as kind of like an additional little situation there. Mm-hmm. So, and you can usually make more money from that as well. So
I know smaller creators too, or quote smaller creators. I hate when people say that, but people are doing that too. Like if they have a podcast and they like want to start getting podcast ads, like, yeah, bundle mm-hmm. it all up. Do that for sure. I also think people, if you are like your own manager, whatever, creating a media kit. I did this back in the day too, when I was like representing myself or whatever, or I've reached out to several brands that, like, it was just me literally, like, either finding their contact information from LinkedIn, from Google, from literally just the contact page at the bottom of the website.
Yeah.
And pitch yourself, you know, you could just Google how to make a media kit. And my biggest thing is, like, you have to know what you want. Cause I feel like so many times people will say, like, love to work together. What does that mean? Like, let's be specific. Here. Yeah. Like, I can offer you this type of video. I have this concept. I would like this amount of money. I would like this amount of credit. Like, you gotta be specific.
Definitely. Yeah. Like, when my managers come to me or our agent, whatever, and they say, hey, like, this brand wants to work with you. What can you offer? I'll say, I'm known for my, you know, at the time, College Week of My Lives. I can easily, you know, infuse this into my everyday routine. Like, this is how I'll use it, whatever. And they love that. And sometimes they'll be like, oh, actually, we'll offer even more money now and have her do this, this, this. You know, they really, really appreciate it when you're specific. That's a really, really good point. Also on that note of reaching out to brands, something that I do every now and then is I'll be on the lookout for what brands are currently working with influencers, especially my size. Or like Brooke and I would do it with the podcast. We're like, oh my gosh, like blah, 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 sponsoring that podcast.
Yeah.
I know we kind of have a similar demographic. It would be really cool. Because then like
you know it's feasible. You know that it's in your
– it's feasible.
Because there's some brands that like – They don't do podcast ads, and like, sure, you could be the first one that they do, but like, let's aim realistic for brands that you know that they have a budget, because that's the biggest thing. Oh, we have no budget. Okay, I know that you do though, because you're working with other podcasts.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it's not like, I'm trying to think of an example. Like I don't know. Like Zephyr Hills Water. I haven't seen anyone ever work with them.
Yes.
So why would I try? I don't know. Like, I think it's just better to work smarter, not harder.
I'm here for
that.
And just
think, oh, like this person that we literally have the same amount of followers on Instagram worked with this clothing company. Yep. Like, I'm going to reach out to them, whatever it may be. I think it's just like the smartest way to go rather than just kind of like reaching out into the dark.
I listened to this podcast the other day. Her TikTok is just Jazzy IDK. I'm obsessed with this girl. And her podcast, she – Danielle's talking to her dog right now. So cute. I'm just giving her credit. She said that she watches unboxing video. You know how some people do those unboxings on TikTok or on YouTube? Whatever? Everything I got in a week is an influencer, and reach out to those brands because she knows they're sending packages. She knows they have budget, whatever.
So true.
So yeah, you just have to be on. And it's not to say like you're trying to like steal from other people. Like, it has nothing to do with that. It's just who's in the space, who has budget, who's working with influencers, especially.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I think you got to be involved there. And my last thing that I have to say is just to be intentional about what brand deals you accept, because I've heard from people who work at brands that they pay attention to this stuff. So if you are more of like a just grasping at whatever you can get and kind of accepting brand deals that maybe don't align with you or that don't send the strongest message, and that's all relative to like what type of content you do, of course.
Definitely.
But like if a brand, like a very, you know, family oriented brand is going to your page and maybe you are advertising like something like, I don't know, not even alcohol, but like sex toys or something.
Yeah.
Then they might be like, okay, she's not on brand for us. So it's just, I think you need to only accept deals you're 100% proud of. I know Danielle and I are probably a little guilty of this in the past. And of course, paychecks seem really, you know, exciting and like, you're like, oh, that's so great, whatever. But at the
end of learned.
So if I could tell anyone, because it's associated with you forever, people don't forget.
Yeah, they don't forget. They love to remind you. So it's definitely a learning process. And like Brooke said, it's really exciting. At first, you're like, oh my gosh, they want to pay me. Like, yes, yes, yes. But then as years have gone on, we've realized how important it is. Like, our followers mean the most to us and they trust us. So you just kind of have to go from there and go with your gut. So I've said no to a couple very large ones in the last even month. That was like, oh my gosh. But it just didn't make sense. It wasn't on brand. I didn't like the product. So why would you say yes?
Yeah,
so
I get that.
Just keep that in mind. You're going to have those experiences, but sometimes you just have to go with your gut and just not do it. So especially if you just don't feel comfortable talking about it, like why do that to yourself?
Yeah, you want to be proud of it's just like your work. Like, you want to be proud of it, you want to be proud of who you're working with. And I like what you said there, Danielle. We've harped on it a lot, but don't go into it for the like, hey, I can make money. I would say always, if I could suggest anything, focus on growth at least at first, or focus on creating followers that really know you and connect with you. I feel like that, from what I've seen, at least, I'm not the biggest influencer by any means. Like Danielle has like quadruple the following that I do. And I know that I'm making, from what I know, pretty good money because my audience is so involved and engaged. So I think
engagement.
Yeah. So I think it's important to focus on those things first rather
followers and subscribers don't always matter. Like, yeah. They don't matter. Like brands are looking at your comments, your views, your likes. They're not even the likes really. They're looking at the engagement. They're looking at people. Are people watching? Are they staying? Are they, you know, going to watch every video? Are they only watching certain videos? They look at a lot of things. So just stay you, be yourself.
Stay you.
And enjoy the ride. I think this was a great episode. I enjoyed kind of talking about it because it is really cool and it reminds me, I don't know. I just think the internet's really cool.
Of ways that you, like, you forget about, not forget about things, but you're like, yeah, I've gotten a little, I've been a little lax on the links. Like, I need to, you know, get back after that again or whatever it is. So I get it. I'm the same.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, we love you guys so much. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you liked this more biz related episode, let us know. We will, you know, maybe do something else like this in the future. And we've got some really awesome episodes coming up. So I can't wait for you guys to hear those. The Sounds of the City.
I know, very excited. I was about to say they're excited out there too. They're getting in.
Yes.
They can't wait. The traffic is back. New York is back. Life is good.
New York is back. Life is good.
All right. We love you guys so much. Thanks again for listening. And we'll talk to you next week.
See you next week. Bye. Bye.
This episode of Gals on the Go was brought to you by Hyundai. Check out the new 2022 Tucson at Hyundai.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. And welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. The most fun you'll ever listen to while you're folding your clothes. Now let's get this straight. This is not your average podcast. T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio is super fun, super crazy. It's pretty much an in-your-face conversation. That's the good thing about us. We don't do interviews. We do conversations. All of my guests, all of my co-hosts, we chill. We drink. We play games. We have the song of the week. We have the creative curse word of the week. As long as you're having fun as our guests. Speaking of guests, each week I'm going to go through my whole contact list and dive headfirst into the world of music, gaming, exotic cars, tech, strippers probably, doctors probably strippers that are only stripping so they can pay for tuition to become a doctor. You never know. My wife is a certified bartender. She'll make you a drink while you're here. We'll get you drunk and make you play VR after. It's a lot going on, but that's what it's all about over here at T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. See you soon, baby!
Happy Earth Month, you guys. I love that I can shop sustainably at Macy's. I actually really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. So, you guys want to join in on the fun? You can join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. I think this is such a cool idea, like turning old schoolyards into green spaces. That's so exciting. I feel like more and more we're needing to go outside, so this is perfect, and I love Macy's for that.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.